And we are going to be joined now by the women's team manager, Jenny Swarbrick, who joins us at the back of the main stand. Hello, Jenny. How are you? How's your nerves?
Well, I had full faith in the girls, and I said that to them when we went to penalties. There's certain things about this team that I know we can go and do, and that was one thing that I knew we could go and win the penalty shootout. Got an outstanding keeper in Sophie. I know we've got some good technical players as well, so I knew we'd do it.
Just going to the penalty shootout, a bit of controversy. I mean, it was a fantastic save. Was she off the line? I mean, you're not looking, I'm not looking. The only person looking is the linesman on the line. So yeah. We can only assume she was, but what a save it was.
She's a phenomenal keeper. She made an unfortunate error in the first half, but this is a quality we know we've got with Sophie. She can come back and, you know, keep us in it for the game and then the penalty shootout. So it's one of them things, sometimes the liner will see her off a line. Whether she was off it, I'm not sure, but it was a great save. Absolutely took off.
Yes, she did. Let's go back to the original 90 minutes and that equaliser right on half time. What was your team talk before that goal, and did it affect it?
Well, I told Jace to step on it, and I told a few players to get in a few certain positions. Sometimes as a manager you get a bit of a hunch, thinking you know where the ball's going to go. I get a bit of a hunch, and I could feel it. Same for the second goal as well. I had a hunch that it was going to come, and if you put it in the right area, the right player will be there. And Jace did brilliant with both of them, and the finishes were exactly what we needed.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly what you needed at half time. I mean, you made a change at half time. You brought Reeves on. The announcement's obviously been made. Reeves is the captain of the team now. Corey Mather's departed the club. Mm-hmm. And how important was it that Reeves came on? There's a couple of things that happened at half time. Reeves came on, and our player of the match, Ford, went into the back line. And that seemed to just make the whole thing work all of a sudden.
Look, the job of a manager is to try and figure out the pieces of the puzzle to put together to solve the problems that the opposition are trying to throw at us. And, you know, I give credit to Kiyu Nadell in the first half. They posed us a big problem down our left when we're playing out, trying to stop her playing out. But she was so resilient to keep going, to keep trying different things in the first half. But I just knew that there was something more. And if I moved her higher up the pitch, Jace had a good first half, so I brought Jace round to the left. And I thought, well, Paris had been reading the play really well defensively.
Yeah.
The long balls, dealing with it really well. Physicality was fantastic today. And I thought she would do a really good job, which would then release Key to be higher up because we needed a bit more of an outlet. So I was really pleased with that change. And then, I mean, I have risked it today with Shanice coming on the pitch, I'm not going to lie. She is carrying a knock still from the Leeds game and hasn't been able to train. But this is why Shan is now the new team captain, because she'll run through a brick wall for us. She was pleading to be in the squad today. So we did a late fitness test with her before the game and ticked her off. And I was hoping we'd get through this game without having to bring her on, but that just shows the quality we've got, that we could bring her on, and she really did influence the second half for us and shown some of the good leadership she can bring.
And just going back to Ford in the back line, there was an element of the first goal where we're a bit uncertain at the back. I mean, we talk about this team being a new team. It was missing that voice at the back. It's noticeable what Ford was doing. She was pointing, she was telling people what to do. We were missing that, weren't we, in that first half? Just someone taking the initiative.
Yeah, it's the back four isn't quite settled yet, and we've had a lot of changes throughout recent weeks. We're changing it. And they do need to just get the distances and their angles right with the back line, because we are very susceptible to one long ball just cutting us open. So we've got to knuckle down and work hard on that. We'll have to do some video analysis and show them exactly what I'm seeing so that they're understanding, and then we'll work on it on the training pitch. But again, because we've had consistency of the matchday squad and a lot of consistency with the starting 11 with a few tweaks here and there, because I'm able to move players around a little bit, you know, I was able to move Paris into the back line.
Yeah.
And she's done a brilliant job knowing exactly what was needed to be done, because they're starting to get things and understand things in that defensive unit.
Now, we've commentated on Cheadle Town numerous times over the years. I mean, four games we've commentated on Cheadle Town last season. The team hasn't changed much. It's like a complete opposite of what you're having to deal with. It's a very established team. Some brilliant players. Sophie John, when she scores with 15 minutes to go, it was against the run of play. To come back the way we did, that shows great character.
Well, I come back to the word that underpins this team this season, and that's resilience. The ability to get up and go again. We know that we're going to have challenges. We know we're going to concede goals at times. We know that we're going to have difficult games, but we've got to be able to pick ourselves up and go again. And for this team, this result is massive, and it really just shows some of the work that we've done and that belief that we've got in players. So I'm really proud of them.
Next up, the plate, just juggling competitions out there. Hull City here next week. What's your thoughts, early thoughts on that? Because you've got two training sessions before that as well.
I know the Hull manager quite well. I previously worked with him at a previous club. And over the last 2 days, me and Elsie have been down at St George's Park on some CPD. And I spent quite a bit of time with the Hull manager. So and one of the tasks was, it was an analysis task and then tactical task. And it was really interesting because I kept looking at each other just going, I'm not giving anything away. Now we've got over today's challenge. I'll probably have a nice little drink in the bar with the players afterwards and celebrate, but then I'll be knuckling down with Elsie and the team to go, right, how do we now prepare for Hull so we continue to have a good performance and continue to build this season.
Absolutely.
That'll be the way that we approach it.
Well, Jenny Swarbrick, Women's team manager, big congratulations today. This was a hard game against Cheadle Town. We never beat them last season, those four matches. So well done.
Oh, did we not? And no. I'll also give you another one. So I've played many, many FA Youth Cup games, and I've won the FA Youth Cup, but I've never played an FA Cup game as a manager, and that's my first win.
Congratulations.
So I'm absolutely over the moon about that as well. I'm just going to put that one in there, even though it was a Bentley shootout.
Well, best of luck in training this week, and we'll catch up again ahead of Hull City next
Brilliant.
Week.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Cheers.